All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone line and Chuck from Cedarburg. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'd heard from a couple different sources that all I hear is music right now.
Well, it's going to end. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That the Trump administration had tightened up the health rules on truck drivers, and it started in January 1st of 2020, and that's really the main reason why there's a lack of truck drivers. And I had read that there's about 80,000 people who have had to lose their jobs because they couldn't meet the new tougher health standards, and that's ironically about how many the nation is short now of truck drivers, is about 80,000. Besides the COVID effect, and the COVID effect I've seen in my own life, I lost a nan on Christmas Eve last year. Her husband died a few months afterwards. He went to a nursing home, and he never got out of there. He also died of COVID. Both of them never got their shots. And my brother is affected by COVID, and he gets panic attacks, and he can't drive at times. So it's real, and it's got to affect some people. And I think it would have been better if it was handled more seriously and professionally in the beginning of 20, that there would be hundreds of thousands of people still alive today.
You know, Chuck, there's no question, and as Sandy stated, I remember clearly Donald Trump saying that this is going to go away. You know, he's been told that not to worry, it's going to all go away. And so, you know, we can replay it and rehash it, and we're not going to change the fact that all these people died and the impact and the damage that it's had. But the real issue is it's still here. And maybe not to the degree that it was before. And it seems like it's always going to be here. But people have to make adjustments. And the answer is not, you know, going back and pointing the fingers. It's getting people to understand, you know, just what this is. And, you know, I think it's going to be even more difficult to get people back in mask. Let me ask you, Chuck, if they asked you to go back to mask, what would be your thought?
I think maybe it should be maybe a government building or like a hospital, but for private businesses, I think they should have that choice now. I mean, unless it's really, really bad, which even in the beginning it wasn't that bad. It was bad, but it should be a choice in a personal business. I mean, which sounds contradictory, but there was too much choice taken away, I think, at first. The problem with the economy, you know, was because of the shutdowns, really, a lot of it. But back to my first point, though, I wish one of you guys who have more ability to check into things, is that true about the truckers' rules, that they had tightened them up? And that's really why there's a shortage of truckers. Now, you hear that's, you know, Biden's fault. And I don't think that's really it. I think it's
the past administration. I'll check on it, Chuck. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, sure. What are your thoughts?
Rules on truckers have been tightened. I do think it's the function of the federal government to protect the safety, health and safety, not only of the workers, but of the public. And for the truck, the rules that were related to the truck drivers was related to the safety of both the truck drivers and the public, because obviously if a truck driver experiences an extreme acute health risk while he's driving a truck, it can cause wreak havoc on the highways. And there's no question that the highway industry, that the truck drivers have done everything they can to maximize their income, including, you know, there was a time when amphetamines were in intense use by truck drivers, and there were all kinds of ways that truck drivers would take personal risks at the risk of others to make the money they could by driving trucks. Truck driving is a very, very important part of our economy. Trucks are more important in the United States than they are in Europe because our railroad system is much more limited here. And the last mile of delivery is always involving trucks. And in the United States, it's not just the last mile, but it's transcontinental miles. Trucking is a very important cog in the whole supply side. And one of the problems has been that the industry itself and the business model of the industry was allowed to flourish with rules that were not adequate to protect the health and safety of the, of its workers and the public. And so when those rules were applied, it might have created some constraints in supply. Should we relax the rules, those rules, in order to improve supply, or should we take other steps? I simply suggest that there are other steps to be taken. We don't need to relax health and safety rules in order to take the steps necessary to promote better supply. That might be a short, a very short-run thing to do, but it might also be very short-sighted. So, you know, my view is that the businesses involved in all these various sectors that are contributing to shortage need to be, the government needs to do studies to analyze what those facets are. The government can definitely play a role in helping those industries flourish more rapidly and to be able to solve their contribution to the shortage more quickly.
So, Sandy, speaking of shortages, I don't understand why the U.S. housing shortage is where it is and going to get worse when we just came off of a burgeoning economy over since 2008. And when everything was in full bloom, why are we now talking about a shortage in housing, affordable housing, when, man, you would think that the housing industry was booming over, you know, the last 10 to 12 years. How can there still be a shortage in housing?
Well, I think the operative word there is affordable. I was just talking to a real estate developer in the last couple of days, and it's an individual who is now specializing in the construction of affordable housing. And he pointed out to me that there's, if you just take a headcount of people who want housing, and you then count the number of housing units available, there is an excess of housing units available over the number of people who are looking for housing units. But the problem is that the nature of the housing unit that the individuals are looking for is not matched by the nature of the housing units that are available. So there's been a great deal of market-based housing that's been built. In other words, rental units that are based on people paying full rents. And the level of rent has gone up rapidly during this period.
Right.
So the amount of affordable housing that's available is actually gone down. So there is a shortage of affordable housing. It's not a shortage of housing generally, but there's a shortage of affordable housing.
So Sandy, when we come back, I want to delve a little deeper into that. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You too can join us. We'll be right back.